morning. It is with great joy that I see the little one has come into my community to converse with me this morning. We are making very, very good progress. As you see, you have come to the fringes of the council meeting itself. Are there specific things that you would care to visit about this morning?
Good morning, Anton.
Good morning, Oberly. We're happy that you have joined with us.
We may ask some specific questions a bit later. First, we would appreciate your review of the situation as the council has it. We've been told by Tavita earlier today that the red alert will be on until the first of the year. And perhaps there is more about that you might share with us.
The conclave is still in session. Therefore, I'm limited as to what conclusions I might draw at this particular time. The conclaves have been extended because there is much discussion about what action we might take to further stabilize your sphere. The problem with the nuclear testing is impacting, compounding daily. From where we can see that the buildup, the waves of vibration, if you will, are impacting your western fault lines to the point that there will be a tremendous shifting. Our efforts as to the immediate alert are actually encompassing offshore and your western coast of California. It will be impacted greatly. There is no way that this will be diverted. I hesitate to use the term simply a matter of time, because it distresses the dear one here. But let it be known that it is simply a matter of time. Do not let that concern you. Go about your daily lives. You are in our beams. You will not be at the wrong place at the right time. It seems that Earthman feels he has no way in which he can impact these problems created by your government and your military. And it is a matter of being inadvertently helpful, those ones that you note are picketing your test site. But let me assure you, that is not the only place where testing is going on. There is testing going on in your eastern portion of your country also, and I am not allowed to give you the coordinates of that place. But it would be wise to place all the energy possible into that area. Your ones of the military are very slyly going about their arrangements. And some of your nuclear power plants are to the breaking point. The one in the state of Washington would put us on red alert if nothing else were taking place. There is also one in the state called New York that is equally as dangerous. And both of these particular nuclear, quote, power, end quote, plants are solely for the purpose of producing nuclear substances for your warheads. Their major purpose is not even to produce electrical power for your country. Is that enough to concern you greatly? It certainly should be. Both of those are at critical stages of non-safety. They will go at any moment. Do you wish me to discuss this a little further? Neither do we quite understand the solution. Our efforts have been to endeavor to awaken enough, let us call them light workers, simply what you would refer to as the masses of your citizenry, who sleep on. There are some who are so diligently working in behalf of the rest of that citizenry. It is with great discouragement that we find it is almost impossible to open the eyes of those ones. It would be preferable, you see, if the journey and the transition between this and what you will recognize as your new place of residency if those damages could be somewhat curtailed. The nuclear problem is one of such great magnitude, and it becomes such a problem to us in the outer dimensions because we have not been given the right to interfere with the actions of you ones to the extent of what you would call butting in. And yet even your small explosions are beginning to impact us in your outer dimensions. At first we had been declined the privilege of inserting ourselves, our actions, into anything other than the 250-mile area around your planet, which was assumed would be impacted only by a total nuclear war. But it becomes obvious that with the build-up of radiation being sent out in every direction under your surface and downward, and those vibrations do not stop. Those radioactive vibrations are moving from almost every side of your sphere inwardly, and you have a civilization of energies dwelling within the core of your planet. Fortunately, what you consider gravity, well, it simply is not. Your pull would go through the surface of your planet and stop approximately 400 feet into what you call your Earth surface crust. Then what the inner dimensions would consider their gravity begins there, and therefore you have opposing forces, which has a tendency to send those radiation beams bouncing right back at you. But as with the openings in your ozone layer, they also have openings in their so-called atmosphere. And some of that radiation can penetrate into the very center core of your planet. It travels rapidly through what is called water. The damaging rays of the radioactivity, as far as touching you physically or harming you, as you might call radioactive burns, is somewhat cleansed by the water. Actually, it can be cleansed away completely unless there is such a pileup, such a load, such an accident that it causes a chain reaction. And that is what we fear, is that there will be a nuclear accident that causes a chain reaction. And we monitor this, and we will be allowed to interfere if it is caught in time. But it is extremely hard to make that judgment as to which one will trigger the chain reaction. So the council meeting has to continue. And what we must do is simply alert you of our workers. I am only discussing with you what basically is going on within your hemisphere. The situation on the reverse side of your planet is equally as dangerous. And do not consider that the most danger is emanating from that one known as Russia, because that one known as Russia is not your biggest problem, and neither is your Middle East. That which is taking place in what you call China could be devastating. Each country wants to hide their head in the sand and say, it is not possible that these other ones have the potential of such magnitude as we great ones. But the intelligence of your whole civilization at one time centered with these ones. So how could that assumption ever be made in the first place? It is gravely serious. Do not be misled by those who say, I will not be be concerned. I only have myself to purify. I tell you now, your very civilization is approaching devastation as you could imagine it. And those who wish to dream of living on their parallel universe and basically abandoning the one you call Grandmother Earth are taking what you would call a cop-out trip, leaving it up to you other ones. This is not to say you run helter-skelter screaming in panic. This is simply to warn you that your brethren are going to need unbelievable amounts of assistance. At this point, there is concern amongst your brothers here in this council, but there is a grave possibility that we will, of necessity, have to allow the shifting of your axis to stop what is going on. This is not to terrify the little one here. This is to tell you the truth of it. I cannot tell you what you might do. For I do not know what you might do. I can only tell you that we stand ready. We stand on continued red alert. That is a pretty good description. We are functioning from moment to moment in what you call time. We do not recognize time as you do. Therefore, we simply are ready. We do not even consider moments. We are simply ready. There aren't even drills on our fleet crafts at this point. We stand in such readiness. This is a heavy load to place on you little ones. But these are the truths of it. Mr. Sagan is much farther along than you might imagine. He has made many, many public statements which will make him appear a bit of what he thinks a fool if he comes forth and says he conferences with his space brothers after having said there is no communication between the outer limits and those of you on the sphere. Mr. Sagan has had personal conferences with our people, and through his public image, he will be able to do much good. He is scared out of his pants, as you would say. He will participate in almost any way possible. He wishes not to face it, and he wishes just to go and make himself publicly known as being against nuclear testing, waste disposal disasters, if you will. He is being torn. He has made some public statements that are hard to withdraw. But he has done much good in behalf of you ones. Give him appreciation, but understand, he has a way to go before he has reached his full awakening. And it has taken intervention, as you might say, on our part. We meet with that one. He may at this point still publicly deny it for whatever reasons have been given him. I have not personally met with this one. I believe that our commander, Ashtar, has. I have not been made privy of which of us have met with this one. We have several commanders who are quite busy with you ones. Commander Corton, Commander Kilta. And we have not conferred about this matter. At the time, you need participation from the one called Sagan. We will assist you. We are not ready yet for that. At this moment, those mass enlightenment projects must just move along at their own pace. We have an emergency situation here that, quite frankly, there may not be time. It's being evaluated. Do not distress yourself over those small things as to what you should do in a daily way regarding the movie, as it will go ahead on its planned path and evolve as the plan now stands. And it will continue as if there is nothing critical abroad. Do you understand why these things have to function this way?
Yes, we understand, at least partially. The difficulty that I'm having at this point is how we can justify in our own minds making trivial inquiries of you and utilizing your time and attention to some things that are trivial compared to those that you should be occupying your time with the council and those other situations.
Oh, my brother, don't misunderstand. There are very few things more important than bringing you helpers, you light-centered workers, to the level of understanding where we can openly communicate. And that requires practice. That requires sessions like this. Do you not think that just from yesterday, you have not made a major leap The little one is sitting here with me face to face in her spirit form, quietly allowing me to use that body lying in that bed. This is a major, major movement forward. She can look over her shoulder into the council chambers and see the discussions going on. She cannot hear them because we are in a soundproof area. We are aboard the largest of our mother ships in communication with the mighty council which is meeting in your Grand Tetons. We have pulled in from every area of our hierarchy and our space command. It is that critical. Again, not to frighten you, but to tell you how far you have moved since yesterday. And not to frighten you further, but I might add this bit of what you may think of as trivia. I would suggest that the two of you do transcribe this message and you send this one to the one called Sarah Black. And you call that one called Sarah Black and you tell her that it is coming. And tell her that the importance of beginning on these projects to reach the masses of your people are so critical that there is no way in which she can deny it. And if after these warnings are put forward, those ones still do not wish to participate for whatever reasons they can justify within their own beings, it will be taken out of their hands and their opportunity will have passed.
Earlier in this conversation, you alluded to those who wish to simply take care of themselves, who are somewhat enlightened and understand that there is another dimension that they can escape to. And of course, we all recognize that there are those who have not awakened at all, and those are the ones who do the pictorial project to be aimed at and the documentary. But it seems to me that those who have a key through the door and are electing selfishly take care of themselves and let the rest of the people worry about themselves and justice, deleterious in their acceptance of their responsibilities as are those ones who have no awakening yet.
They are more dangerous to the overall plan. They know and are doing nothing. The masses simply do not know. But the teachings are broad. take care of yourself, and the rest will take care of itself. I assure you, that is not the way it is. It will not take care of itself. And there becomes a place, a limit, beyond which we cannot take care of you. The masses need enlightenment, and through those masses, yes, we can get unbelievable numbers of workers. So yes, the project must go forward. But if it goes forward, and I'm speaking now of the Sipapu and the documentary to follow, if it goes forward and is pushed out of its time frame, you run the risk of having it stopped by those who are already observing the problems created by enlightenment. So, to avoid the conflicts which could stall the projects even farther, you are put in a position of having to function in Earth time and doing things in Earth time ways. Efforts are being made, if you will, behind the scenes to cause these ones to feel an urgency about moving on this, to touch their hearts as they look at the story. And it might be well if soon we began to insist that that story be dispersed to other ones. You already have a little nag here and a little nag there that perhaps the one known as Ronald Howard be made available of the story. I would suggest that that be done. It isn't going to mean that those other ones do not still have their place of functioning. It simply means there is more readily backup for the project. There is also one known as John Voight in your movie industry that would be very, very receptive. And as we watch the one called Shirley MacLaine grow, it might well behoove you to get a copy of that story to her. I would suggest you not do it through the one called Charles Silva at this time. He is most confused in his directions. But the one called Shirley is a light. And each day, her ego becomes less a problem. And her desire for participation in what will save this planet becomes more important, because she spends a great deal of time within her inner self and teaches that. She has simply not expanded beyond the self and into the broader problems of the universe. There are ways to get that story to her. And the little one penny, Travis, knows the way.
Is Shirley still in contact with John through Kevin Rice?
I do not recognize the name at all. I recognize the name Kevin Ryerson. I do not see a John connected with the one Shirley.
God is an entity who channels through Ryerson.
No, to correct you, possibly, would you mean Tom MacPherson?
I believe you're correct.
Yes, that one still speaks with Shirley. And I most certainly would be happy to speak with that one so that he might speak with her, so that when she sees the story and understands the situation, I would suggest you write a cover letter. Quite frankly, outlining the situation. And that it is in the hands of Mr. Redford at this particular time. Ask her assistance. Ask her opinion. And yes, I will make sure that the one known as Tom MacPherson becomes aware. I will also speak with the one who speaks through JZ9. Although there are some problems with that channel at this time.
We would inquire of you of that at another session.
That is suitable. We are quite limited as to what you consider time at this moment.
On the subject of the superfood continuing, Norma gave a copy of the manuscript to Dennis Weaver, and nothing further has been heard from that. Was there some reason that you know of?
Negligence. The perceived time limitations. Busy, busy, busy. I could be wrong. I believe that the story has not been, if read in total, has not been digested by that one. And he would be a very useful helper. He has done much in behalf of our brothers, he and his son. It might be well, if you wish to reach Mr. Weaver, to remind him that he has the story, would be to be in touch with that one known as his son, Rusty Weaver. I don't believe it would be difficult for you to find the information as to how to contact this one. You could do this one even through the daughter of the one, Wendell Stevens. That is drawing to a close, I believe. I would have to check into that. I believe that is drawing to a close. I believe the major portion of that particular group conference was over this, what you call your past weekend. Norma Foster should be, as you would say, coming to the surface soon. It would be good to place a call to her. I would have to go and locate her energy. I'm not sure where she is at this moment. If it's important, I will. I think if you leave a call on her message receiving system, she would respond to you soon.
We will do that. And we'll follow your other suggestions.
You might tell her that your plans are to be in the area of Los Angeles early in the week, and you might consider being flexible as to when you return to Tehachapi.
Very well.
You might meet with some of these people while you're in that area.
New subject?
Yes, go on.
Did you help steal Mr. Tutt's truck?
We do not like the term steal. Let me just say that we are making an effort at all times to keep Mr. Cutt's attention. And if you wish to consider yourself perceptive, that is not my consideration.
We would like to assist you in nudging Mr. Cutt whenever we can.
Sometimes Mr. Cutt has stories of convenience also. You might point this out to him, just this little segment. But you might also make sure he has a copy of this entire transcription. No one in that circle seems to truly understand the magnitude of the importance of this project. You see, awakening comes very slowly. People think they are awake and they say, oh yes, I understand the importance. But they do not understand. And that is important that you understand that.
I know that Mr. Crawford has been gone for a couple of weeks. Is there a split between him and Mr. Cutt?
Well, Mr. Cutt would like you to think that it is on business and there is some business involved. It is more personal. That would call the one Robert Crawford away at this time. It is with our apologies that things have not moved along more rapidly for the two of you to relieve you of that problem. The responsibility truly is that of William Cudd. He made those commitments before you ever left your other properties. And we heard his commitments to you, and therefore we did not take action rapidly enough. I would suggest you share this with Mr. Cutt also. He made commitments to you once, and you accepted those commitments on the value of your trust in his energy. And it is not that he did not sincerely, let us say, mean those promises and commitments at the time that they were made. He has not even, quote, forgotten, end quote, them. They cause him great, great discomfort. And he feels inadequate. And he cares greatly that he has not performed according to his promises of a personal nature. And each time the need would be presented so that he would come to you for assistance. It was not a lie on his part. He simply believes that always you will find a way. But we have withdrawn you from those endeavors which allow you to, in a worldly way, find a way other than through him. Because those commitments were made both on a level on the earth plane and through to our dimension. He made that commitment with his hierarchy ones some time ago, that if those funds would be forthcoming, he would work in the light of the Divine One. It is not that he vacillates, it is that he simply puts aside those commitments in his feelings of inadequacy to control a situation, to the point that he becomes almost desperate enough to work with those of the dark energies. And he must be careful, the two cannot be mixed. They must not be mixed.